I think this is an important subject. You know, I'm an adoptive mom. I was there to cut Liam's umbilical cord and spent about the last, I would say, I met his birth mother when she was 5 months pregnant, so got to know her pretty well. I can tell you adoption is a very beautiful thing. It's just that many times children who have challenges are the last to get adopted. Everybody wants to adopt a baby. I did not know when I was adopting Liam. Yes, she was pregnant. I did not know what the outcome would be, if he would be healthy, if he would have any challenges, and I really didn't care. But Dr. Susan McConnell is the founder of Let It Be Us. Dr. McConnell, tell us what Let It Be Us is all about.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you so much for having me here today. Let It Be Us is an agency. We're 11 years old. We are. We work with DCFS, and we work with adoptions, and we help children in foster care who have been waiting. Some have been waiting a very long time to become adopted. To adopt through foster care is free. These are children who have special needs. Some are emotional special needs. Some are learning special needs. Some are medical special needs. Some are all of the above. And we have a contract with the state to recruit families and to help them become licensed and then to match them with children who are waiting.
I understand that Illinois ranks as one of the lowest in adoption placement in the U.S. Is that true?
We do right now, but I think that won't be any longer. Thanks to people like you and thanks to agencies like us and thanks to people who are all around us who are interested in adoption from foster care. So I don't think it's going to be that way too much longer.
I hope not. How many kids age 11 and older are waiting for a permanent placement, waiting for adoption in Illinois? Do you know?
It's a hard number to get, to tell you the truth, but I can tell you about 2,000 children age out every year.
Yeah.
So,
and aging out is horrible. That means they turn 18, they're out of the system, and there's really no money, no housing, no anything waiting for them, is there?
No. Now, Illinois is one of the wonderful states. Half of the states in the country let children stay in foster care till age 21. So we have that going for us.
Oh,
but
good.
It really doesn't make a difference because they are basically homeless when they age out.
Yeah.
A huge portion of the boys go to prison. The girls become pregnant. According to the University of Chicago, 45% of the girls are pregnant by the age of 19. They need families.
Yeah.
So for those children who are available for adoption, we are here to help them become matched with a family.
So when they are not adopted, and we're talking about kids 11 plus, some with various challenges, they're in the custody then of DCFS, and do they live in, like, I don't know where they live. Do they live in foster homes, or are most of these in institutional homes?
Some are in foster homes, and some are in wonderful foster homes, by the way, and some are in group homes, and some are in wonderful group homes. But it's the aging out process that we want to avoid.
Yeah.
And so if we can get them adopted, we can do that. I'm like you. I adopted privately initially. I worked on a big recruitment project with DCFS, and it's called the Heart Gallery. I was on a team that brought the Heart Gallery to Illinois. You can see it now on our website. If you go to letitbeus.org, you'll see some of the kids that are awaiting adoption. That's what the gallery is. And that's when I learned that there were these children who were awaiting adoption. There are a lot of them. It doesn't cost anything. And there are agencies like us. We're the only agency in Illinois who is here to help.
I have to tell you, I was interviewing someone like you on the radio in Houston when a woman who worked at another radio station who was pregnant and was stressed and had not made a choice as to what she was going to do, was listening. And when I was interviewing someone like you, I said, I would adopt any child of any ability, any color, any challenge. And she heard that. And that's what made her reach out to me. And that's how I met my birth mother.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's a very special story. But I just want people to know some of the parameters. So when it comes to adoption, are there age rules? Like, how old should you be? Can you be single? Can you be a member of the LGBTQ plus community? What are the parameters here?
Yeah, so that's a great question. You can belong to the LGBTQ plus community. You can be single. There is no age limit as long as you are able to raise and parent a child. There's no financial responsibility. All you need to do is be financially responsible. There is a stipend that comes with every child. You do not need to own your own home, but you do need to have an open bedroom. You need to not have committed a felony, of course. And you need to be a good citizen and want to open your home to a child and spend your time and your life raising a child. Or
yes,
sibling group.
And that means an open heart and a kind heart, because mm-hmm. children are tough. Parenting is tough. It's not an easy job.
And these kids have been through something. So this is serious work for serious people.
Yes, absolutely. Where can we see the Heart Gallery?
You can go to our website, letitbeus.org. Right at the top, you'll see it says Heart Gallery. You can click on that. Now, these are just some of the children. They're changing all of the time. Some of the children come to us. They don't actually get to the Heart Gallery. You, as a family, you can come to us. If you don't have a foster care license, we can help you get one. That's the first step. If you do have a foster care license, you can register with us. Once you're registered, we can work to match you with someone who is a child who is waiting for adoption.
And you do have funding to help facilitate this, to get these kids into loving, healthy homes, right?
Yes, there's funding. It doesn't cost anything.
Wonderful. So, again, the website?
Letitbeus.org.
Thank you so much for joining us. And Dr. McConnell, thank you for the work you do.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you for having us here, because this really helps.
Good. I hope it does.